boogie written about a girl named Ida Red. There's really not much to explain. Just Ida Red likes to do the boogie woogie. Well, everybody's learning how to do the boogie woogie. They're learning how to shuffle and brass. But the cutest little trick to boogie out of the sticks is Ida Red. With the boogie dance, Ida Red likes to do the boogie woogie. Ida Red likes to do the boogie woogie. She doesn't one step, two step, do the minuet. She does a better boogie than so many one yet. And I'm a fool for Ida Red. But since you learn I do dance, so life is full of romance. It seems like the boys don't fall for Ida Red when she does a boogie woogie woogie woogie. Ida Red likes to do the boogie woogie. She doesn't one step, two step, do the minuet. She does a better boogie than so many one yet. And I'm a fool for Ida Red.
Everybody likes to do the boogie-woogie, Lefty, especially when you sing about it.
Shucks, Don. You're just saying that.
No fooling. I guess that's the way people felt when they first heard your recording of If You've Got the Money, I've Got the Time.
Well, I don't know how they felt, Don, but they seemed to like it, and, well, it's my theme music on either end of this show.
Oh, I guess it's here to stay. But, Lefty, I think our listeners would like to know how you happened to start out in music.
Well, it's all pretty simple. I got to listening to records by the late Jimmy Rogers and liked his blue yodel so much I got my mom to buy me a guitar from a man I knew that had one for about $2.50.
I call that mighty good investment, Lefty. And I think folks will agree with me when they hear you sing your own tune written for someone special. I love you 1,000 ways.